cosmos. One interesting thing. We speak about lower and higher levels of mysticism there in irreducible mind. One is when you, by some cause, for some reason, lose connection with or get freed from the conditioning to this specific awakened world. Whether it's pathological or you're a holy mystic, you may then get experiences beyond the what's generally considered normal, otherworldly experiences, or out-of-body experiences, or just insights from some connection to another level of reality. And as that book then expressed it, taking examples of, as they said, lower forms of mysticism, such as primitive shamanism. I mean, I don't know what's going on in their minds, if they are very advanced or primitive, but I guess it has to do with your motivations and what you make out of this. Do you connect to ghosts just to get some power from them? Or do you connect to God and the highest forms of bhakti, yoga?